Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. So you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Judy Dempsey, a senior scholar of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She's based in Berlin, and we're observing the German campaign underway, despite the fact the election hasn't been called yet. The French campaign underway, despite the fact that the election happened, leaving an assembly that is sharply divided between the right, as defined by the French, and the left, as defined by the French. But now the center, a Prime Minister Bernier, is challenged by both right and left working together. I'm told this is London interpreting it. Remember, this is Europe. Everybody's got a point of view, and I don't have their languages, so I read in English. However, within the next 24 hours, the expectation in Paris is that the government will fall, leaving President Macron a quandary as to what comes next. Judy, I understand that this is a lot of French politics, which dates happily from the 18th century, so I don't have to get wrapped up too much in mentioning Bonaparte or something like that, but this looks like the right and left are working together. Am I fooled by that? Does that suit their politics?
Well, I like the way you refer back centuries ago, but France seriously is in turmoil. And Emmanuel Macron's prime minister, Michel Barnier, he's such a skilled negotiator. It was he who negotiated the Brexit, the exodus of Britain from the European Union. He's such a sophisticated diplomat and politician, and here he's landed now in this extraordinary situation where the far-right nationalist movement led by Marine Le Pen is actually saying to him, we hold you to ransom. We don't like your tax cuts. We don't like the rises. We don't like what you're doing to pensions and all sorts of other things. And this is what we want you to do. And he's caved in on one or two issues, on the price of energy, for instance. He's backed down on energy prices. He's holding on to putting a brake on pension rises. But she's going all in all, battling with him. And the big question actually is, does she really want this government to fall and take responsibility for the fall of the government and be ready then to call new elections? This is the thing we don't know about. But she's really flexing her muscles, and this is about the next campaign to replace President Macron when he leaves office in a year.
My memory is that the left cooperated in some fashion with the original compromise of this assembly, where no one version has a majority. So I'm going to just ask momentarily, this French turmoil, does it connect in some fashion to what I've been learning from you about the turmoil throughout Europe, the anti-EU, anti-NATO, anti-immigrant, anti-American parties, small but growing in strength and taking a voice? National Rally, of course, is the largest of these. But you have your versions in Germany, where they're in the Netherlands. The labor protests, the protests against labor in London by the farmers certainly looks like a version of it. And Italy has a right-wing government. So is what going on in France, is that part of the larger story in the EU?
I should say yes. It's very complicated now, what's unfolding in the European Union. And it's a crisis of leadership. I think it's something deeper. And regardless whether it's France or the Netherlands or Germany or Italy, I think the European Union as a project based on prosperity and on peace and on well-being and on progress, it got a big knock during the collapse of Lehman Brothers and then the Euro crisis. It got a big knock then with the banking crisis. It got a big knock with COVID. It's got a big knock with the Russian attack on Ukraine. It's got a big knock with immigration and migration and whole refugee issues. And all of a sudden, the kind of project and architecture that the European Union was built on is simply being battered. And in its place is a vacuum being filled by far right-wing parties, far left-wing parties, populist parties, call them what you want, but they are actually in rebellion against the established political elites that have been in power since 1945, who haven't really come up with any ideas or proposals on how to keep the European Union together. And it's very, very complicated and very fragile at the moment, just at the time when there's a new administration coming into the White House, led by Donald Trump.
The Black Sea Basin, you and I have discussed it when we can, given that it's under the pall of the war in Ukraine, and that itself is turning very quickly. It's hard to summarize where it is right now. But I note that Romania's most recent election and the bribery narrative in Moldova and now the protests in Tbilisi in Georgia all point to some upset that's going to continue even if there is going to be a peace settlement or a ceasefire in Ukraine. Georgia in particular looks to have turned avowedly under its Georgia Dream government away from the EU and towards Moscow. Is that a trend elsewhere you see, not only being anti-EU while you're a member, but anti-EU while you're not yet a member?
Yes, this is a trend. Moldova is just about hanging in there with the pro-EU, pro-Western government and presidents. We have in Romania, the parliamentary elections were fragile, but they became in pro-EU, and Romania is in the EU-NATO, but the presidency is all up for grabs with a very far right-wing presidency. In Georgia, used to demonstrations every single day, young people wanting the pro-EU orientation, and Russia saying no. Russia saying no also to Georgia, to Moldova, and interfering in Romania, as I said, an EU-NATO country. And what we are seeing is a kind of strategic competition, but also Russia just wanting to interfere more and more while it can, with those countries that are not in the EU and NATO. Romania is there, and it shouldn't be vulnerable to this. But the problem with Romania is that the corruption is still there, living standards have fallen, inflation is very high, young people are leaving or they're disenchanted, and then they go into TikTok. And so the campaigning is very mixed, and the leadership is very weak.
Summarizing, as I cannot, but I'm going to try. It appears that as the United States goes through a transition, there's some transition underway in the EU. Am I generalizing too much? You're moving in some direction, but I don't know which.
The word transition is very loaded and ambiguous. We have Ursula von der Leyen, President of the European Commission. She's been re-elected again. And the problem is that sometimes the EU institutions are in such a bubble. But transition towards what?
Right.
And we have this problem with since 1989, the transformation. Transition towards what? Towards democracy? What does it mean now? Towards free economy? What does this mean? And what does it mean for the welfare? The economies of Europe are in flux. They're not in very good shape. And the leadership is not giving any kind of direction on how to strengthen the Eurozone in time for the incoming administration. In short, Europe is not really prepared for what's going to happen after January 2025.
Judy Dempsey, senior scholar at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, is based in Berlin.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabe Sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.